Milwaukee police say that on Wednesday night around 10:30 at 20th and Wright Street in the city, 27-year-old Philip Nelson was found shot to death inside a car. This morning, about 15 family members and friends went to the same corner for a prayer vigil for Nelson, organized by the Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope. Nelson's aunt, Helen Austin, says her nephew was a good man.
It's just a waste the way they're doing these young black men. They're doing their own selves. I loved my baby. Didn't think something like this would happen. Never think it's close to home until it gets next to home.
Austin says Nelson was sweet. She also says the gun violence that's plaguing low-income African-American neighborhoods in Milwaukee needs to stop. Nelson's sister, Tonya Place, also says there's too much gunfire.
Every day, day after day, somebody's kid getting buried, somebody's kid got killed. It's a funeral every day for somebody, an African-American kid. Now, I'm right.
Place says Philip Nelson was the second brother of hers to die in gun violence. Another sibling was killed in 1991. Today's vigil was also for 53-year-old Dale Smith, a Milwaukeean shot to death on Memorial Day. Yet to be scheduled is a prayer vigil for 25-year-old Jacoby Davis, who was shot last night in a Milwaukee County park. Four other people were wounded by gunfire in separate incidents last evening. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.